Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, no. We can't do that, man.
Yesterday at 9 o'clock, Democrat leadership with somber faces. You know, they didn't want to do this. They unveiled their articles of impeachment, two of them, against President Trump. And Mark Rush is a professor of politics and law at Washington and Lee, and he joins us this morning to kind of talk about what has been revealed. Glad you are with us this morning. What was your initial reaction to the actual articulation of the supposed wrongdoings of the president yesterday?
To be honest, I'm kind of unimpressed. I would think that if you're going to organize and then present impeachment articles, they would be stronger. Might be a few more of them, and they might be, I guess, more irretrievably clear in what they're identifying that the president did or did not do. You know, that was a wrongdoing. The, you know, with regard to Ukraine, they're accusing him of an abuse of power. Honestly, maybe I'm just too skeptical of Washington politics, but it seems to me that if you go back and investigate it, any presidential negotiation with any country in the world that was more or less behind closed doors, you could probably find all sorts of events that appear to be abuse of power in the negotiation process. With regard to obstruction...
Well, can I stop you at the first one?
Oh, sure.
Because there were two, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. So let's talk about the abuse of power. I don't think you're... inappropriately cynical at all. If you were to look at what is being labeled as bribery and thus an abuse of power, is that not, could you not label any kind of negotiation where I say, hey, if you want this from us, this is what we're going to need from you? The question is whether it's overtly inappropriate or illegal, one of the two, I guess, right?
And whether... You know, it was an investigation of former Vice President Biden. So they're saying, well, this is an attempt to weaken a contemporary political adversary, or is an attempt to go back. I don't know how to read Trump's spin on the earlier reports and whether or not there was, you know, there was corruption or a bust investigation or whatnot. But the fact is, there's a lot of fake news and news, or at least, you know, argument being fired back and forth across the media. So it's hard really to say what happened and what theory is discredited and what isn't. So fair enough. If the president wants to reopen and investigate a discredited theory, it may be unwise. It may be a bad use of time, but it doesn't necessarily make it constitutional, unconstitutional, excuse me. And then I guess the question is, should he have not investigated Biden's involvement because he's running against them? You know, they're saying if this were anybody else who weren't running against the president, President Trump, or seeking the Democratic nomination, I guess the logic suggests it would have been okay to investigate this. Yeah. So this is being contorted. Is this a reasonable investigation of what he says is a cover-up, or is this an unreasonable investigation of an electoral opponent under the pretense of interfering with the upcoming election?
It's interesting from a communication standpoint. There's so much that's been said by the president and, quite frankly, his chief of staff. I think that one press conference where get over it was said before the press. These are things that you don't give ammunition to your opponents because it makes you look bad, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have done anything wrong. And it's like any of us, running our mouths sometimes is not smart if people are already against you, but it can be used to make you look like you have negative ulterior motives.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, it's hard not to be cynical. I'll wait and see what the response is. I'll wait and see what the Senate says. Excuse me.
And then the second is obstruction of Congress. So what does that mean?
Well, you know, this is interesting because when I hear the words obstruction and impeachment, I think back to Nixon and his attempt to truly undermine secretly the investigation. Mm-hmm. Trump, in this case, just simply said, I'm not going to give you what you want. Well, that reduces it, but still. This is a partisan fight, unfortunately, because the call for the articles in the investigation is essentially a party line vote by the Dems against the Republican president. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't pass the smell test on either side. If you're going to invoke the word impeachment, you better have bipartisan support. And they don't. So it's going to go up to the Senate, where it will be rejected with equally partisan support by the Republicans. This will look like a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing. So the House can censure on a partisan vote, and the Senate will do nothing on a partisan vote. And all this is doing, I think, is just demonstrating, sadly, Trump, the Democrats, whoever, notwithstanding, just how septic Washington politics has become. That an impeachment inquiry, which is, you know, the nuclear option in politics, has become just a partisan tool.
Yeah, this isn't a speeding ticket. This is the death penalty when you try to compare it politically. Let me ask you, when you compare it to the Richard Nixon situation, or when you look objectively, as objective as any of us can be at this, is it appropriate and legal for a president to invoke executive privilege and to litigate and say, I am not going to cooperate with something that I think is illegitimate, and you're going to have to take me to court if you want to try to get this stuff? Is that obstruction, or is there another level to this that I'm missing, where they're saying, you know, he didn't delete tapes like they say President Nixon's team did?
Throughout the study of the president, well, throughout American history, students of the presidency have encountered things like this. When Truman sought to seize the steel mills, which is not the same thing as an impeachment inquiry, let's keep that straight.
Right.
Roosevelt threatened Congress to say, either, you know, rewrite these laws so I can save the economy. I'm just going to do it and go over your heads. Roosevelt also tried to pack the court. So at critical times in our history, you see attempts by presidents to take what appear to be extraordinary measures, or what critics call, in quote, imperial, if they dislike what they do, and necessary if they don't like what they do. So, you know, when you say, is it constitutional for the president to, you know, assert executive privilege? It kind of depends on who you read and who they're citing. If you go back and you read your Hamilton, yeah, the president has privilege. Right. But can it be used inappropriately? Sure.
I find that this
becomes an academically partisan debate. And then the question is, well, also, what are you going to do about it? This is the president. The office has certain powers that Congress cannot do much about because of the separation of powers. This is the Congress. It can invoke this inquiry and accuse him of obstruction because it's the Congress, and the president can't just shut it down. So what you have here is, in the words of one colleague, you've got a constitutional stress test right now. This is what's going on with as we watch and see if the Constitution can withstand the strains imposed on it by a truly septic partisan atmosphere. And it just so happens that it's made worse by the character and the stridency of Trump, the partisanship of both parties, and so forth. I think the Constitution's going to withstand. The politics will be bruised. It'll have a black eye, and we'll be looking for new leaders to come along in the next electoral cycles who will hopefully, you know, unify the country, or at least get us moving in a common direction. But right now, we're just suffering.
That's This is a
pro wrestling battle at best. At least we knew pro wrestling was fake and everybody likes each other.
Right.
This is pretty rough. If I can say one thing, though, the ray of hope was, I thought, Pelosi's statement the other day when they asked, why do you hate the president? She went back and said, no. And I think I give her credit when she sort of took on the portrayal of Washington as this horrible place. And she says, no, we all get along, we talk, and this is strictly constitutional politics. I think that was an important thing she said, because in the midst of all this, she's been pushed around by both her hard left-wingers and the president. And to be able to remind folks that, no, we don't hate each other, which is really the first time anyone has said that.
I wish I thought that was true. Having worked up there in the last decade, I went up with the Virginia gentleman mindset, you know, that it's a boxing match, but it's a boxing match, not a death match. And I left thinking, oh, no, it's a death match. But, hey, I got to go. Mark Rush, it's a good point you make to end on, and I sure hope we can get back to that mindset in the future.
Thanks
Professor
so much.
Of Politics and Law at Washington and Lee, Mark Rush, thank you. Back with more in a moment. News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.